Hi there, Evan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your business still being fairly new. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, not too bad. You know, another day above ground.
Yeah, another day above dirt and vertical. Can't be all that bad. I've got your file here, and I know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our service, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right? Yeah, I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. And that's exactly what's going to benefit you the most. Your customers won't need to already know the name of your business to find you as the top option when they need a service that you can provide. Of course, they'll call you directly. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
I guess just so your service, it allows people to go on Google and search up what they want, and then that'll direct me towards either me or possibly someone else.
Well, they will call you directly, right? And they can be on Google or on Bing. They're typing in tile contractor near me or kitchen remodel, bathroom, painting, flooring. Any of the services that you want to be found for will make sure that your business pops up because it's not just Google. I mean, we are going to create the content that the search engines search for. The businesses that pop up on the first page, of course, they get more phone calls, more opportunities. They ultimately take on more work. But they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have or because they do a better job than you can do or have a bigger company. The businesses that are on the first page are simply there because they've got more content online relating to that search in that area than their competitors. So we will create almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything that Google indexes, when someone does a keyword search. So you'll have, I know you've got a Facebook page already. If you didn't already have one, we would have created one for your business. Yelp, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories known to the public and unknown. They're all, though, equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and your service area and then would link back to verified listings on both Google and Bing and then to an active website. Now, Tara did not attach a website here, so there's not currently a website for your business. Is that correct?
Yeah, there is not.
That's okay. That's okay. We can use photos that you already have. In fact, you can pull them right off your Facebook page. But we'll also be able to use additional photos that come down the line from jobs that we send your way. The hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included at no additional cost. So we can always add more photos of new jobs. Now, as far as pricing goes, you do qualify for a reduced rate, being that you are a young company. Now, this rate is, well, it's a promotional rate for a new business. It is not an introductory rate, though, so it's never going to go up on you. It is a month-to-month service, so there's no long-term contract. That being said, as long as you choose to use the service, you'll see this reduced rate. It's actually pretty significant. It will save you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It does bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $299 a month to just $199. It's a flat rate. It's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying for a lead. There's no third party involved. You're not, you know, paying for the same major competitors you're paying for, chasing it down, fighting it out in a bidding war. Like I said, you'll just get those direct calls, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. With that steady stream of phone calls, you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. Tara put in the notes here, you're looking to bring on another guy. This is going to get you the work to keep both of your guys busy. Is this something that you think you might want on a month-to-month basis, that first page placement and more phone calls?
I'm definitely thinking about that, yeah.
Yeah,
you
I mean,
$199 a month.
It is $199. That's the exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying a percentage of your profit for the click or for the job, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate. And Google it, right? I mean, it's what we say and it's what we do. And Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And especially for a younger company. I mean, it's, well, it's kind of like that old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best. But until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is the first page of Google, it's hard to win. Most people don't go past that first page. But once you're on that first page, you could beat out the bigger, more established guys just by having that online presence. Now, like I said, we'll include a website for you. I want to include that at no additional cost. Our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So, of course, that website allows us to talk about your services, your service area, put before and after photos on there. Now, obviously, you know that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does a keyword search. And not everyone who sees you on the first page will ultimately decide to call you. But the ones that do will be calling you directly, calling you specifically, calling you after seeing your website. At that point, they're really hoping you answer the phone. For the most part, already thinking if your price is fair and you're available to do the job, they do want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls you get, you know, much different than than a lead-based service where you pay for the lead. Tara did attach the Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile page here, same phone number. Is it a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, I'm on Angie's list, and okay. I'm not too happy with them, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Right.
But I don't know. They've charged me quite a bit of money, and I haven't even got a job out of it yet. They charge you just to send you a lead. They'll charge you like $40-$50 just to send
a lead. Oh, wow. Yikes. So. Yeah. Yeah, and you pay for it every time, whether you get the job or not. You know, especially for a younger, smaller business, those lead fees can add up pretty quickly, especially if you're not getting too many jobs out of it. So, you know, what I would tell you is this. I mean, first of all, there is no direct conflict with a lead service and being listed on the first page of Google. In fact, a lot of my clients do have a lead-based service, but most of them, whether it's, you know, the one that you've got or, you know, Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack, any of the others, even the ones that have experience and success with their service, they're still more than happy to scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often, or sometimes, you know, they'll cap them at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually will shut their lead service off altogether once we get their phone ringing. I think every business owner prefers direct phone calls. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a lead, especially when that lead gets sent to your competitors. And it's really hard for me to say when Angie's is sending the same lead to six or eight of you guys that they care more about you getting the job than anybody else they're sending and charging for that same lead.
Right.
In fact, when nobody gets the job, which happens a lot of the times it's just someone who is looking for an estimate, trying to budget for something down the road and not even realizing that business owners pay for those leads. Even when nobody gets the job, you know, you guys all still pay for it and Angie's is still making money. Now with us, it's completely different. I mean, your success is our success. In truth, we have to earn your business for a couple few months just to break even here. We're talking about including a website for you at no additional cost on the 70 or so directories, the time, resources, and also a cost for many of those. You know, we're not breaking even at that $199. We've got to keep your phone ringing, keep you a satisfied client for a couple few months just for us to break even. We're not locking you into a contract, though, even long enough to cover our costs. We have to offer our services month to month, being that we're a Google Premier partner. But we know that, you know, you're going to use the service, that, you know, nobody cancels on profit. Our clients stay with it long term since it's profitable. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from any individual directories, or even from your website. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website, though, will have a contact form so people can tell you where they're located and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. And again, like I said, it is a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate of exactly $199. So again, also different than a lead service where it varies depending on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. With us, it bills once a month on the same day for the exact amount of $199. Did you have any other questions for me?
The only other question I have is, say I do this and go forward with this and create a website.
Sure. Right.
I just have two questions. Number one, where would I send past work?
Gotcha.
And number two, so say small companies sign up for this, I guess what is their success rate? Like, is it really worth my time or not?
Yeah, you don't have to be a big company to be successful with this. So as far as getting things started, we'll do what's called a client interview. We'll have one of our technicians talk to you about things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've already got a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. We'll ask that you, at least in the beginning, email us photos so we can put them on your website. One thing that you can do with your tracking system is you can also, well, of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can update billing information. You can upload photos right through your tracking system, your client dashboard, as we call it, and then we can add those photos to your website. So you can always continue to email us photos, or you can upload those directly through your client dashboard. And like I said, the updating and maintenance of the website is also included, so we can always add new photos of new jobs, and there's no additional costs for that. So that part's pretty easy to do. As far as how much work you can expect to get, I did, while I was talking to you, a quick search. Now, this is going to be for a 20-mile radius and the last 30 days, but it's not a comprehensive search. I mean, it's really looks like 6-7 of the more popular search phrases for tile and remodeling. And you're not going to be limited by these searches. In fact, you're not going to be limited at all. As long as it's a service that you provide and someone in your service area is typing in a keyword search related to the content that we'll create for those services, you can get those phone calls too. So this is a pretty conservative estimate. But the reason I'm bringing it up, and Google's been tracking this for a long time, the businesses that pop up on the first page, it always falls within the same margin of error. The companies on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So in the last 30 days for those 7 most popular search phrases, there was 1,814 searches. Now, I'm not, of course, telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. 1% of that is 18, 2% is 36. We could add more, obviously, since you're not going to be limited by that search. Any keyword or search phrase for the services that you provide, you can get found. So if you're getting, you know, 20, 25, 40 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website first and were calling you specifically, even a small conversion rate would have you about as busy as you can be and certainly profitable with the $199 there. So I would think that with you, one guy, and another guy coming on, you'll be able to even be selective. You know, pick and choose the job, maybe the job that's closer to home or the bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, or even a smaller job that you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. Maybe even just the materials involved would mean it would be a higher profit margin for you. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're working smarter versus harder, making more money for the time that you're spending on that job, I think that's going to help you out at the end of the day. End of the year, help you to grow your business with the right type of work.
Right. No, I think I definitely want to push forward with this.
Okay. is it EC's Tiling and Construction? That's how you want the company to be branded online. And it looks like the and is just the word AND, right? Not the ampersand. Okay. Gotcha.
You can do either or. It depends. Because my Facebook page wouldn't let me do that. But, I mean, I'd rather have that. But
you'd rather have the ampersand, the symbol?
Yeah, like my shirt design and everything else has that.
Good. Let's do it that way then.
Yeah, I already have a logo and everything.
Oh, you do?
But,
okay. Perfect. Yeah. Put that in the notes as well. So we'll put the ampersand there, and that way on the website and all the content, the Google and Bing listing, it will all be listed that way. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you? And it is a smartphone, I imagine. You can receive a text on that number. Yeah, most of the time, like I said, you'll just get direct phone calls, but when they fill out the contact form on the website, you do get a text as well as an email. As far as the email goes, if it is a business email, it will be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one needs to see it. But it would still be attached to the contact form, and of course, when necessary and for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. Evan, what's a good email address either for you or for your business?
Okay, so it's Evan Kamik. It's just my name at gmail.com. I can spell it out for you.
Please.
Okay, so it's EBON.
Okay.
And then Kamik, CAMM. ACK at gmail.com.
Perfect. So definitely more of a personal email. And like I said, it does not need to show up anywhere on your website or anywhere online, but we will use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you?
Definitely, definitely through my cell. I'm not very good at email. I never have been, so I try to.
No problem. So phone or text then?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, perfect, yeah. And that's usually how we're going to reach out to you anyway. Like I said, emails are mostly just for stuff that we want you to have for your records. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about was the physical address that I actually saw on that Angie profile. Because correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not a physical address that we would need to promote for your business online, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. I'd rather not have that online anyway.
Is that the home address, the 597 Hudson Road? Okay.
Yeah, and
of course,
that's
Glenburn 04401. So, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. Even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They actually would not want anyone to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially out in the field. Yeah, so you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Like I said, just the city and state. So if you don't have any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things. One, I am going to take a look at that client interview calendar. That's to schedule that follow-up call, like I said, where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need. The other thing that I'll do, and I have to, I mean, required as a Google Premier partner to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer, attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the pricing, that it's a fixed rate, that we're including the website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. The other thing that I'm going to do here, where is that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code that I'm adding here. It's not specifically for the Angie leads, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the one-time setup fee. Of course, the setup fee, it's not for the website. Like I said, I would include the website at no additional cost. It's for all the directories that we have to create to get you on that first page. That setup fee is normally $299. I might sometimes take 20, 30%, or even 50% off of it. But for something like Angie's, where I know how expensive those leads can be, in this case, I want to take two-thirds off of it. I want to take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, it only attaches to just that first month. Every month after that, it is that flat rate of $199. Give me just a quick second here. Let me get that voice verification set up here. Okay. Mr. Kamik, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Eben. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
Okay, EC's Tiling and Construction.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And with the ampersand or the symbol for the word "and," not the A&D spelled out. And then, Eben, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Eben Kamik, and my title is, I guess, president.
Okay.
Or business
Perfect.
Owner.
That works fine. As the president or owner of EC's Tiling and Construction, Mr. Kamik, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Eben, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
What do you mean by that?
It seems kind of silly, but it's a question that we have to ask. For the billing information that you'll be using on file, it is your credit card or debit card. It's not someone borrowed from someone else or found off of the street. Yeah, it's a silly question. We have to ask it. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you will, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Kamik, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Of course, you have to. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to be very successful with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie's. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Kamik, we ask that you at least let us know. Eben, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. course, we'll be the ones creating that website. And like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all the information for your business online is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as that one-time setup fee, with the website included at no additional cost and with it being a month-to-month service, Mr. Kamik, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 31st of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the last day of the month, be it the 30th or the 31st, and the further reduced rate of just $199. Again, that $199, Evan, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Evan, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, we do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Evan, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mr. Kamik, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Evan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does actually conclude the voice verification. Mr. Kamik, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Can it be a credit card?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it'll be my business credit card.
Perfect. And is the name on that card the business name or your name?
Business name.
Business name. Perfect. Okay. And if you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat that back to you for accuracy.
Okay. 4798.
Mm-hmm.
5101.
Okay.
8799. 3494.
Okay, 3494. So what I've got is 4798, 5101, 8799, 3494.
Correct.
Okay, and then what is the expiration month and year?
Great question. It doesn't even say it. Oh wait, oh never mind. 0727.
07 of 27, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
151.
151. Got 151, 151 on the back, and 07 of 2027 for the expiration date. The billing address of that card is at the home address, the 597 Hudson Road, 04401. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So in the next minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Actually, here. I'll just go to notes in my phone real quick.
That is exactly what I do. And then if I need to, I'll transfer it somewhere else. But a lot of times that stuff just lives in the notes. Let me know when you're ready. Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877 855-635-6225. Again, this is the number for local Splash client support. That number again is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, depending on who your phone carrier is, you might even receive that text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. Looks like it is still in the queue, so it should get sent out in just a second here.
Send you a copy of the invoice and email we have on file. Please check here.
Yeah, perfect. So if you click on the click here, it opens up the local Splash terms of experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. That's pretty much everyone's focus, but we'll also optimize your listing on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 that will search on Bing over Google, but it's still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 directories, like I said. The landing page, that's your website that we'll create for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. I want you to click on that box. In the longer box below it, copy and paste or type in your first and last name. It is case sensitive with appropriate spacing, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the subscription costs as well as the setup fee, that we're including the website for you, etc. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. Now, if it's asking you for a username and password, you've done it correctly, and you can stop right there. The reason it's doing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking and reporting. It's local splash, my.localsplash.com. The automated system thinks two things. One, that your tracking system is already activated, which it's not. And two, that you're trying to access it, which you're not technically at this point. We do have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or two, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can use the password to log in, and you can change it if you like, although some people never do, and there's no problem if you don't. I can give you already the username. That is something that you cannot change, but it's something that you can easily remember. It is, in this case, your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It is simply the 207-852-4328. That will be your username, and any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. And then it'll get forwarded out to the right department. When we do the client interview, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly if you like. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call, and at this point of the day, we've only got two spots available. One is at 5 o'clock and one is at 6 o'clock. If you're looking for something other than that, we can look towards tomorrow. But if either of those times work, it would be scheduled for an hour. The call gets you a few minutes after the top of the hour, gets you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would either 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock work out for you today?
6 o'clock is best today.
Okay. So we'll schedule it at 6. The call itself would get you a few minutes after the top of the hour, like I said. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And in just a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG, and then it's going to have your username, your name, the phone number. Let me get that out to you right now. And then, like I said, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
That's awesome. I appreciate it so much.
No, no problem. Happy to do it. Happy to get this going for you. Real pleasure speaking with you.
You too. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and our interview technician will be giving you that call in the 6 o'clock hour.
I give you 5 stars for the day. You did awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I wanted to thank you, too, since you kind of gave me a compliment. I wouldn't say it if it weren't true, though. You know, you've been kind, patient, even made me laugh a couple of times. You know, I don't get all of that on every phone call, as you can imagine. Sometimes I get none of that. And it's always nice to talk to somebody who is as respectful of my time as I hope I've been of theirs, and you certainly have been that, so I appreciate that. Thanks again.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, and hope to speak with you again sometime.
Sounds good, for sure, definitely.
All right.
Well, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again.
You as well.
Thank you.
You as well. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.